Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley discussed several topics, including the U.S. relationship with Pakistan. She again blamed Pakistan for holding back progress on Afghanistan.
Every time Afghans starts to move in the right direction, Pakistan sets them back because of the ability that they continue to harbor terrorists in Pakistan. From our standpoint, the only way we're going to have a safe and stable Afghanistan is if we eliminate that threat. We have told Pakistan, we tried to work with them, they didn't want to do it. We're just letting them know we mean business. We're not going to turn around and give $1 billion in military aid for them to harbor terrorists that shoot at our soldiers.
In Nigeria, at least 12 people were killed Wednesday in twin suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. VOA's House of Service reports the explosion struck in the Muna Garage area of the Borno state capital. At least one of the attackers was female, according to witnesses. The state commissioner of police says that the two bombers entered the market, detonated their bombs, killing themselves and 10 others. Also on Wednesday, two Americans and two Canadians reportedly were kidnapped in central Nigeria while traveling to the capital city of Abuja. The foreigners were ambushed by unknown gunmen, and two police officers were killed in the exchange, according to Reuters news agency. For more on this, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.